It's time for Fibber, McGee, and Molly. Sundays through Thursdays, NBC brings you Fibber, McGee, and Molly transcribed. The show is written by Bill Leslie and Len Levinson and directed by Max Hutto. Before we get into today's story, let's help Fibber straighten Molly out on this point.
McGee, ever since that nice prudential man of ours told us about that mortgage cancellation plan, there's something I've been wanting to ask him.
Well, I don't profess to be a professor, kiddo, but what's your particular problem?
Well, just this, McGee.
Mm-hmm.
Almost everyone knows the Prudential Insurance Company has a special plan that will pay off a family's mortgage if anything happens to Dad. But what about those families living in rented homes or apartments? Doesn't the Prudential have a plan to protect them, too?
It sure does. And just as you may have guessed, it's called the Prudential Rent Payment Plan.
That certainly makes sense.
You see, a Prudential Rent Payment Plan will provide your family with money to pay the rent each month if you're no longer here. You'd never have to worry about the first of the month rolling around because you'll always have your rent money on hand. Now, of course, if you should ever decide to buy a house, this policy can be used to cover a like amount of your mortgage debt.
Sounds perfect to me, McGee. So, friends, if you want to be sure there'll always be a roof over your family's head, keep them covered with a Prudential Rent Payment Plan. Your Prudential agent will be glad to tell you more about it.
Here's a contented man on his way home after a busy day downtown.
Oh, I had a cocker spaniel and his life was full of tears. 'Cause every time he took a step, he stepped upon his ears. Oh, the monkey. Hey, Molly, I'm home.
Well, welcome, traveler. Have a nice day downtown?
Yep, very worthwhile day. Run into Vic Newcomer down at the Elks Club.
Oh?
Mm-hmm. His wife just had a baby boy, so he gave me a cigar.
Good, a boy, huh?
Yeah, I had a two-bit bet with him that it would be a girl, though, so I had to give the cigar back. Broke even.
Oh. What made you think the baby would be a girl? Just guessing or something?
Oh, I don't know. It just seemed logical. His wife's a girl.
True.
After that, I stopped in at the brokerage house to see how them stocks I've been thinking of buying were doing, and I broke even there, too. One went up and the other one down.
Seems fair enough.
All in all, I had a very pleasant day, and what's this?
Oh, I nearly forgot. That's a phone call that came for you. I wrote it down there so you'd be sure to see it.
Call Mr. Whitwilliger. Vista 4111. I don't know any Mr. Whitwilliger. In fact, the only guy I ever even heard of with that name is the district attorney.
That's the one. Wants you to call him right away.
Yeah, the DA wants me to call him?
That's what his office said.
Gee whiz, what's he want with me? They got nothing on me, Molly. I'm innocent. I'm as clean as a dishwasher's knuckles. They can't pin anything on me.
Well, listen now, don't get all upset about it. They didn't say they had anything on you. The girl just said the district attorney would like to talk to Mr. Fibber McGee.
Are you sure it was me they wanted? Maybe it was some other Fibber McGee. Did you ask him which Fibber McGee? Because
how many Fibber McGees do we know, heaven help us?
Well, just me, I guess.
Well, then you're the one he wants. Here's the phone.
Oh, now, wait a minute. Let's not be too hasty about this, Molly. He's waited all afternoon. He can wait a while longer.
I told his secretary I'd have you call the minute you got home.
Well, officially, I ain't home yet. I'm still out on the front porch wiping my feet. Gee whiz, I wonder what the heck that... Who's that? Come in.
Oh, it's Mr. Wimple.
Oh, hi, Wimp. Come in.
Hello, folks. I can't stay but a minute. I just stopped in to show you my new top coat. You like it?
Oh, nice. That's a good-looking coat, Mr. Wimple.
Yeah, very handsome hunk of haberdashery, Wimp. What'd they clip you for a set of threads like that there?
Well, I traded my old Macintosh in on it and...
Traded it in, huh? Looks like the automobile boys have gone into the clothing business.
You have to give much to boot?
Not a single solitary cent.
What?
I was so happy about it, I just had to drop in and tell you.
No kidding. And even trade. What's the name of this place? Maybe I could...
It's the Vegetarian Restaurant and Health Juice Bar on Oak Street.
The Vegetarian Restaurant and...
Health Juice Bar?
Yes. I was in there having my lunch. Mock liver and bacon, made from soybeans and hickory-smoked vitamin tablets, when I noticed a sign saying, "Watch your hat and overcoat."
So?
Well, it was very difficult to watch my hat because it was on my head. So I sat and watched my Macintosh a while.
Yeah, but this new top coat, how'd
you... I'm coming to that, Mr. McGee.
Oh.
This coat was hanging next to mine on the wall, and the man who owned it was sitting at the next table drinking celery and carrot juice highballs when suddenly he jumped on a table and announced that he could clobber any man, woman, or child in the place.
Heavenly days.
Well, the juice bartender picked him up and threw him out into Oak Street. And then he threw my Macintosh after him.
No kidding. Your coat. Well, what'd you do? Did you tell him?
I tried to, but nobody would listen.
Uh-huh.
So I grabbed this coat and ran out to exchange it for my Macintosh, but the other fellow had disappeared.
Well, didn't you go back to the health food bar and try to...
Oh, yes, yes, of course I did. But after they threw me out for the third time, I got a little discouraged.
Boy, I'd like to get thrown out a few times for a good-looking top coat like that. Ain't there any name in it or anything, Wimp?
No. Nothing but a ham sandwich and two chicken legs. Frankly, I don't think the man was a true vegetarian.
No.
Goodbye now.
So long. Well, I think I'll go upstairs and take a nap before dinner.
McGee.
So. Hmm?
Before you go upstairs, don't forget to call the district attorney.
Oh, gee whiz, how can I forget it when you keep yapping about it all the time, Molly? Look, if the DA wants me, he'll call again. And if he calls again, tell him I'm out. Because the minute that phone rings, I'll run out the front door so you can tell the truth and not have to...
Back to Wistful Vista in a minute.
Sometimes we allow very trivial things to take on such big proportions. For instance, tired eyes. How gloomy and dull they can make the whole world seem. Yet how simply they can be avoided with Murine. Just give each of your tired eyes a two-drop bath of Murine, and in a matter of seconds their feeling of fatigue gives way to a sensation of cool refreshment. Murine 7 tested ingredients are scientifically selected and combined so they blend perfectly with the natural fluids of the eyes. That's why Murine is as gentle as a tear. Why you may use it as often as your eyes call for refreshment. On arising, Murine helps wake up your sleepy eyes, helps overcome their droopy feeling during the day, and lets them close more comfortably at bedtime. Bathing your eyes with two drops of Murine in each eye is such a pleasant, comforting thing to do. That's Murine. Murine for your eyes.
If I could just figure out what the DA wants to talk to me about, I wouldn't mind giving him a ring. But gee whiz, when
you... The only way to find out is to call him, McGee. It's probably nothing serious. You haven't done anything wrong, have you?
No. Not lately. I don't think.
Well, then, for goodness
sake... Hey, I wonder if it's about... No, no. The statute of litigations has run out on that one. I hope.
What one?
Oh, the time I talked to the motorman while the streetcar was in motion.
For heaven's sake, that isn't much of a crime.
Well, things got a little involved there at the time. You see, I was arguing with the motorman, and he got so flustered, he run through a stoplight and hit a garbage truck, and... Well, I guess the water kind of scared the policeman on account of because when the horse jumped through the Bonton window...
Wait a minute. Horse?
Yeah.
Through the Bonton window. Well, water you... scared the policeman?
Yes.
Give me this a little slower. This is one you never told me about.
Well, naturally. You were visiting Aunt Sarah at the time.
I was?
I had trouble enough without...
Start at the front.
I just told it to you. The motorman hit a garbage truck, and it went over the curb and sheared off a fire hydrant, and when the water shot up in the air, the cop blew his whistle, and the milkman going past with a load of milk's horse got scared and leapt through the Bonton window, and no, it couldn't be that. That, the DA doesn't want me for that. They already arrested me for that at the time it happened.
Well, this is all news to me. When did this happen, and how did you make out?
1937, and I won my case.
I'm glad. And surprised, too.
I merely explained to the court that if the motorman had had that brake handle where it belonged, on the brake, instead of waving it in my face, he never would have run through the stoplight and hit the garbage truck so it went over the curb and sheared off a fire hydrant, causing the cop to blow his whistle and scare the milkman going past with a load of milk's horse.
Come in, come in, come in. Well, Dr. Gamble, glad to see you.
Hello, Molly, and good afternoon to you, prunehead.
Sure wish I knew what the heck that was.
Why the puckered puss on your flabby friend, Molly? Somebody put alum in his bubble gum?
No. The district attorney wants McGee to call him, doctor, and it's got him all upset.
Upset? Why? You been printing your own dollar bills, Sonny?
No, I haven't been printing my own dollar bills, Sonny. I don't know what that DA is going to try to pin on me, but whatever it is, I didn't do it. I'm innocent, do you hear? Innocent, I say.
And what's all the hullabaloo about?
Well...
Just because Whit Williger phones you doesn't mean he's got a warrant out for you.
That's what I keep telling him, doctor.
Probably nothing at all. Maybe he wants you to serve on the new grand jury. Or maybe he's organizing a good government committee and wants your help.
Hmm.
Or maybe the man just wants to take you to lunch and get you to swing some votes for him this year.
Yeah? Yeah, it could be that. I never thought of it that way. Gee, you think that's what he wants, Doc?
Frankly, no. I'm just trying to cheer you up. Hmm. Let me know when visiting days are, Muggsy. So long, Molly.
Bye, Doctor.
Why, that big fat backstabber. I ought to hand me the phone.
Here.
I'll get this thing settled right now. I've done nothing wrong. What am I worried about?
My thoughts exactly.
District Attorney's office.
Good. I'd like to talk to the DA, sis.
Who's calling, please?
I am. Fibber McGee, 79 Wistful Vista. Mr. Whitwilliger called me.
In regard to what, please?
That's what I want to know in regard to what. He called me.
Tell her you haven't done anything wrong.
And whatever it is I done, it's a lie.
Oh, dear.
So put Whitwilliger on the line because I want to find out what this is all about.
I'm sorry, sir. Mr. Whitwilliger can't talk to you now.
What do you mean he can't talk to me now? Why not?
Because he's gone for the day. Call him tomorrow.
What? Gone for the day? Why, he's got a crust sneaking out on me like that.
If you'll call tomorrow...
Of all the dirty tricks... Phones an innocent taxpayer and leaves me up in the air, not knowing what kind of crimes I'm being framed for. He can't do this. Call him at home. Get him on the phone. I'm gonna... Hello? Hello? She hung up.
Oh, dear.
I'll tell you one thing, Mrs. McGee. I'm not gonna take this thing lying down.
What are you gonna do?
I'm gonna sit up all night. I'm too worried to go to bed and sleep. I won't close my eyes all night. This thing has got me...
Fibber and Molly will be right back.
Is dependable, C. So dependable, A. And dependable as can be. That's why every year more people buy
RCA Victor
than any other TV
for dependability.
Hi, this is Vaughn Monroe. I've long been associated with RCA Victor, so you can take it from me that this year, as always, you can depend on RCA Victor for the brightest TV ideas. For proof, don't miss seeing a sensational new model that actually swivels on its base. Just turn the set and presto, you can watch TV from anywhere in your room. This is just one of the many exciting innovations in the new line of RCA Victor television. See them all at your dealer. And remember,
every year more people buy
RCA Victor
than any other TV
for dependability.
I hated to phone you at 10 o'clock at night, Doctor, but this DA thing has McGee so upset he won't even go to bed, the poor lad. Going to sit up all night and worry, he says.
That's ridiculous. Get him upstairs. What's he doing?
He's sitting in the living room with a stack of sandwiches, reading True Detective and making notes on a scratch pad.
Oh.
I thought you might suggest something to... Oh, wait. Hang on a minute. McGee. Never mind, Doctor. He's asleep.
Yes, I hear him. Good night.
Good night, all.
Fibber McGee and Molly is an NBC Radio Network production transcribed with Bill Thompson as Mr. Wimple, Arthur Q. Bryan as Dr. Gamble, and Peggy Knudsen as the secretary. This is John Wald, wondering just what the district attorney wants with our friend Mr. McGee. Now, don't you worry so much that you can't sleep tonight. The thing to do is tune in tomorrow evening and find out. Good night.
Join the great Gildersleeve and all his friends tonight on the NBC Radio Network.